Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, September 7th, 2009, the day we call Labor Day here in the USA. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and even though we know many of our U.S. listeners are off work today and perhaps will not listen to or read our message, we know our message is also international in scope and thus felt led to prepare a message today as well. Today's message is titled, Under Construction. The scripture text is Philippians 1, verse 6.
Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
Well, as I mentioned, I say, a holiday perhaps unique to our country. There will be parades and rallies, but for most of us, it's merely the final big day off in the unofficial conclusion of summer. Of course, there's still a couple weeks of official summer left, but generally this is when we consider fall starting. Many of us will gather with family and friends. In fact, today we have two separate invitations, a midday cookout with some friends, and later another group of friends with some homemade ice cream. Yesterday I spoke to our congregation on God's finished work in creation, redemption, and preparing our future home in heaven. At the conclusion of creation,
God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Genesis 1:31.
On the cross, Christ proclaimed concerning the price paid for our redemption,
it is finished. John 19:30.
And in his final teaching to his disciples, he told them,
I go to prepare a place for you. John 14:2.
I'm absolutely confident that this project, if not completed by now, is on schedule and on budget.
One project remaining under construction and unfinished is his continued work in each of our lives. He continues to inform, perform, and transform willing subjects. Many of us will recall a song from many years ago that states, He's still working on me. Yesterday, Stephen asked me to share the words of this Bill Gaither song that's rarely heard these days. So I began the first line, and many in the congregation broke right into song with me. Oh, now Stephen's whispering, sing it. And I'm in my early morning voice.
Well, it was kind of neat yesterday. We knew there would be people that knew the song.
All right, I'll try it, and you sing along.
And you have to sing along.
Yes. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a day to make the moon and stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me.
I think just about everybody in the congregation spontaneously joined Brooksie yesterday, and it was a nice sight. Well, here's a spiritual lesson. Obviously, our divine contractor can build as fast as he wants. After all, the creation account is completed over a mere six-day period. But our personal spiritual growth is in increments over the course of our entire life. There are times when these increments are noticeable and dramatic, particularly in the early days in the faith. There are other times when they may be practically imperceptible. We may wonder whether the divine contractor is still at work.
However, we can be sure, based upon the trustworthiness of God's word and his character, that he is continually at work. In our daily text, Paul expresses confidence that the one who began the good work in our lives, in the lives of the Philippian believers, and each one of us who has placed our faith in Christ, will be faithful to perform or to complete it until the day of his return. The Greek word for complete means to fulfill completely. Praise God. He doesn't do a half-hearted, incompetent, or incomplete work.
Well, this Labor Day, or whenever you happen to be listening to us, I invite God to keep up his good work in my life. Thus, I'm making this personal. And I know Brooksine feels the same. Mm-hmm. What about you? Hold tight to his loving grip and be confident that he's still at work in you. And may I add, those whom you love and you're praying for and discipling. In Earth's journey, we're always under construction, but the time is coming when God's work will be completed in our lives. Until then, I want to be busy working for the Master, and I encourage you to do the same.
Let's pray together. Father, you began a good work in me the moment of my conception, when you created me in your own image. Incredibly, you chose to reflect your divine being through my thoughts, attitudes, and actions, though I am numbered among the frail children of dust, feeble and frail. I place my trust in you and found that you never fail. You never give up or abandon the work you started in my life. But your tender mercies and divine plan continue to break me, mold me, and shape me into your image. The process will not be completed until the day that Christ calls us home. So I thank you, Father, for being my maker, defender, redeemer, and friend. Amen.
Some of you might have recognized, and Brooksine puts the note below the prayer, that portion of the prayer is inspired by a great classic hymn many of us have sang in our churches called "O Worship the King." And there are several times she uses some of the words from that hymn. Well, thanks for joining us today. As typical, we also have a couple of supplemental resources on the site, including some photos. Today's photo actually is a photo of a beautiful eastern black swallowtail butterfly. Taken right in the front row, leading to our home, of a plant called Autumn Joy Sedum. It's a beautiful butterfly, and we're seeing a lot of those butterflies and bees and other not so desirable insects all over our material, all over those sedum. They seem to really be a plant that attracts them. Of course, today we also have some music we recommend for you. I really could not find a suitable version of that "He's Still Working on Me," although there's a lot of them, and a lot of people have put their children up singing the song. I wish I could find the version that happens to be my favorite, that has three voices: a young child, and then his or her father, and then a grandfatherly voice, indicating that regardless of what generation we are, God's still working on us. We're under construction. However, I did find a couple songs that I believe will bless you today. One of them is the Steve Green song, at least he's the one I associate it with, that is really based on this text called "He Who Began a Good Work in You." It's available as a YouTube video, a beautiful version. A song a friend sent me, Mike Martin is a friend we've met in the last 4 or 5 months, that leads a biker's church, that's motorcyclists, and apparently in his service he wanted a song, and he based it. He found the song, "I Know Whom I Have Believed In." Now, the version that he sent to me, that he made to share with that biker's church, is not the same tune, but is the same words, and it's beautiful. It's based on 2 Timothy 1, verse 12. Well, we have a couple other songs that fit today, and as well as, for those that may be interested, some information about the eastern black swallowtail butterfly. Something else you wanted to share, Brooksine? Okay, she was moving toward the mic again. I thought she was. Well, again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. You're hearing a door open and close in the wind. It's a joy to share God's Word with you. Thank you for joining us. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Monday, September 7th, 2009. Have a blessed day whenever you happen to be listening to this message, and continue to serve God.